Welcome to the Accredited Canadians Toolkit. It's January 16th, 2024, and I'm your host, Sam.
Today I'm sharing my experience at various mastermind groups in early January. Now, it's common this time of year to take inventory of the previous years and plan for the future, and that's what I've been led to do. This happened after taking a hiatus from publishing anything for a long time due to a focus on helping with some really serious illnesses for people very close to me. Cancer is a terrible illness, as anyone who's gone through it or who has supported someone going through it can attest to. The hardship isn't over yet, but I found that by attending mastermind groups again, it's made me realize that when we miss out on doing our primary work, other people miss out too. In the words of Oliver Wendell Holmes, many people die with their music still inside them. Why is this so? Too often is because they are always getting ready to live. Before they know it, time runs out. I've heard this quote and sentiment attributed to others, including recently Wayne Dyer. It seems to be a universal yearning for creative people, but often there's something that gets in the way. Stephen Pressfield calls this something, he calls it resistance, and it's in his book, Turning Pro. I recommend that as reading for anybody who feels stuck. So something that's had a big impact for me recently was the realization that as a man in my 30s, I've got maybe 30, maybe 40 energetic years left. So that's roughly 11,000 days, maybe 15,000 days, if I want to spend those days wisely. And I think that if I publish my body of work, that it can impact many people into perpetuity. And this is important to me because I think of my children and what I can pass on to them. I have vague memories of my great-grandparents on my mom's side, and I don't even know the names of my great-great-grandparents without looking it up in one of our family history books. But I think about what a gift it would be for me to be able to study their knowledge from a lifetime's worth of adversity, successes, and failures. So I want to put together a gift for the future generation as well. And in my desire to do that, I came to the realization, I was recently reminded of Gary Keller's book, The One Thing. And he says in that book, what is the one thing by doing it that all other things become easy or unnecessary? So for me, my one thing is to build new habits around my health to make sure I have plenty of energy to do my life's work. For that, I've realized that portion size is more important than exercise. So deliberately choosing my fuel will allow my engine to run efficiently for a long time. And with that in mind, my one thing is encapsulated by three new rules or practices that I'm going to start right away. Number one, brushing my teeth after every meal. A clean mouth will make me less likely to go grab whatever is convenient to eat. Number two, no food after 8 p.m. Intermittent fasting is beneficial, from my understanding, and that's how I'm going to start. Number three, I'm going to go to bed and get up at the same time every day. So for me, that means taking some melatonin and maybe reading a book, putting the devices away so that I can fall asleep by 10 p.m. And then I'm going to use my alarm to wake me up at 4 a.m., which is actually easy to do because I just am suffering from some jet lag, but it's actually a gift because getting up today at 4 a.m. was very easy. If I need to take a nap midday because I'm feeling tired, well, then I can do that. That's one of the benefits of being a business owner, and I encourage many people to do that if they can. So I hope by sharing these three things that I'm going to do that support my one thing, having more energy, being more healthy, that I've helped you think about how you will show up in the world. And I encourage you not to die with your music still inside you. The ACT show is for today and tomorrow's high-value Canadians who, rather than let things happen, make things happen. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe and share. Talk to you soon, and don't just think about having a great day. Act.